I want you to turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5. We had a good day yesterday. Got to see folks on the altar getting help from the Lord, and at least one that we know of saved, and I'm glad he's still in the saving business, ain't you? I'm glad God's still moving. I'm glad, listen, aren't you glad he's on the throne and you can't vote him out? You can't turn him out, run him out. You can't overcome him. Amen. He's God. And besides him, there's none else. I'm glad about that. Amen. I'm glad I don't got to go to bed tonight wondering, brother, if he's going to still be God when I get up. Is he still going to be in control when I get up? Amen. Are things going to change eternally before I get up? I'm glad it's not that way, aren't you? Boy, I tell you, in a world that's full of chaos, corruption, and confusion, that'll give you some peace. Amen. Amen. 2 Samuel 5, if you're there, say amen. If you can and will, out of the reading and reverence of God's word, please stand. I appreciate again. I got some of my dearest friends in the world here tonight, and I appreciate you, and just love you. And I told them last night, I'll tell you again, I did not bring this cold weather with me. Amen. That's God, amen. I think he just wants you to feel a little bit of what we feel, amen. He wants you to have some sympathy for me, amen. That might be what it is. Amen. Someone said he did it just to make you feel at home, preacher. That's what he said. 2 Samuel 5. Look with me, if you will, verse 17. Amen. If you're there, say amen. Amen. If you love the Lord, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'll give me 2 hours, say preach. Preach. Oh, you were slow on that one. Amen. I'll preach fast, you pray hard, amen. I want you to come back tomorrow, and I hope you'll bring somebody with you, amen. And just looking forward to what God's going to do in revival. 2 Samuel 5, look at verse 17. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. And can I just say right here, they weren't coming to congratulate him. They weren't coming to celebrate. They weren't coming, Preacher Tim, to pat him on the back. They didn't like what God was doing in David's life. And can I just say this, Brother Thad, when the Lord blesses you, Preacher, the devil don't like that. When the Lord begins to bless your life and bless your ministry and bless your home and bless your church and bless your marriage and bless all that you do, look up in here, friend, the devil ain't going to like it. And you can just be assured, can I just say this? Well, you can be assured that as much as the outpouring is evidence of God's blessings on your life, the opposition is evidence too, friend. Amen. I know when we get saved, we think everything's going to be cake, candy, and carousels. But I guarantee you, you got a fight on your hands, friend. You got an enemy that hates you, and that's going to come at you just like they did David. And listen, and someone said, Preacher, I just don't know what's wrong, Preacher. I'm trying to serve God, going to church, living for the Lord, and seem like I'm having such a hard time and all. Hey, you know what that is? That's the devil fighting you, friend. Hey, listen, you got some outpouring. Now gird up your loins because you got some opposition, amen. It's going to come. Hey, listen. And they come down there where David was. Verse 18, the Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there, and said, the Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. Wouldn't it be good if we could just close our Bibles and say the end, amen. But no, look at verse 22. And the Philistines came up yet again. Did you hear that? And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees that thou shalt, then shalt thou bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gezer. Preacher Cody, ask a blessing on God's word, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you may be seeing it tonight. If the Lord would help me for just a few moments of time. Preacher Trevor, I want to preach on this thought. When the enemy shows up again. Pastor Mitch, when the enemy shows up again. Do you notice, Preacher Thad, that David and Israel had gotten the victory over the Philistines? I mean, they done whooped them once. Pastor Tim, they done defeated them once. But verse 22 tells us that they came yet again. They came up yet again. I wonder tonight if I'm preaching to some folks that you've had some victories in your life. I mean, we could probably go, Brother David, from pew to pew and person to person and hear all the victories that you've attained through the help of the Lord. I mean, you've gotten victories over the world that tries you and over the flesh that tempts you and over the devil that troubles you. But oh, hear me and hear me well, friend. You may celebrate victory today, but get ready because the enemy's coming again. He's going to come again. I talked to a man one time, Pastor Tim, that was in his 80s, and here's what he said to me. He said, I thought by now the devil would start leaving me alone. But he said he fights me harder now than he ever has. He's going to come yet again. Oh, you may have victory again, but he's coming tomorrow. 1 Peter 5:8 said for you and I, Brother Mark, to be vigilant and to be sober because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief has not come but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Listen, this ain't a playground. It's a battleground. And we have an enemy that's going to come at us with everything he has. And we may have victory today, but whoop, he's coming back tomorrow. And there's some of you here tonight that there's some things in your life. There's some things in your life that you have conquered before. There's some things in your life that you thought you had already overcome. There's some things in your life that you thought you had a handle on that thing. There's some things in your life that you thought you already had it worked out, that you already got over it. Listen, that you've already conquered it. But oh, listen, you'll find out, friend, it may be an attitude. It may be a behavior. It may be a thought. It may be a feeling. It may be a temptation. It may be a hurt. It may be a failure. It may be a memory. It may be a situation. It may be a person. But there'll be something in your life. Listen, that you may conquer today. You may have a handle on it today. You may think you've overcome it today. You may think you got past it today. You may think you might be done with it today. But brother, be assured, the enemy is going to come up yet again. The enemy is going to come up yet again. David and the Israelites had defeated the Philistines, but in verse 22, they come up yet again. Can I just tell you, David did not get complacent and comfortable. David did not get apathetic or arrogant. David did not get relaxed or routine. But David looked to the Lord for his hope and his help. And he knew that he needed a fresh word from heaven. He knew he needed some direction and some power and some assistance that only God could give. And so tonight, for just a little while, I want to preach on this thought. When the enemy shows up yet again, what do you do tonight? What do you do tonight, saint of God, when the enemy shows up yet again? Now listen, I've been saved and preaching this year will be 35 years. And I'm telling you, the devil ain't left me alone in 35 years. And I reckon he ain't going to start now. He's the enemy of my soul. And I'm going to have to fight him by the power of God till I get to the grave or until the Lord takes me out of here by the way of rapture. But one thing about it, brother, he's going to come up yet again. And I know there's some of you, the devil tells you, if you were saved, saved, you wouldn't have to fight that thing. If you were saved, you'd already overcome that thing. If you were saved, you'd already conquered that thing. But I'm telling you, you'll fight that fight till you get to the grave. But brother, what do you do? What do you do when it comes up yet again? What do you do when you look out your window and the old devil's standing on your doorstep, knocking on your door, there to tempt you, try you, and trouble you again? What do you do when he shows up yet again? Well, I believe here in 2 Samuel 5, we have some pretty good direction of what we need to do when the enemy shows up yet again. You still with me? Say amen. You're kind of quiet tonight on a cold Monday night. I feel pretty good myself. Amen. Can I just preach a while on it? Listen, 2 Samuel chapter 5. Number one, I want you to see four things tonight that'll help you and I when the enemy shows up again. When that attitude gets out of whack. When you start thinking about that person and your chest starts tightening up. Amen. When that old memory comes back to your mind. Amen. When that old feeling comes back. When that temptation comes knocking on your door. Listen, when that hurt comes back that you thought you'd already got over. But when you start thinking about it, it still wounds you. Ah, what do you do? What do you do? Number one, notice this. Write it down. The consulting. Write that word down. Consider the consulting. Oh, look at verse 23. Look at verse 23. And when David inquired of the Lord. Now, Preacher Tim, he done had victory once, but here the enemy come again. He done whooped him once, but here they are again. You know what David did? He didn't say, well, I whooped him once, I'll whoop him again. No, he stopped right there, and Preacher Mitch, he began to call on the Lord. He began to consult the Lord. He began to pray. You know why? Whoop! David knew where his help came from. Oh, yes, thank God. He began to pray. And you know this word, inquire? It is sha'al in the Hebrew. It means to inquire. To request. It means to ask. And it means to beg. You know what David was doing? Ah, he was calling on God. He knew he needed some help. He knew he needed to pray. The enemy was on his doorstep again. The enemy done showed up again. The enemy come at him again. And David began to inquire of the Lord. Aren't you glad for Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13? When the Lord of heaven said this to us. He said, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. Aren't you glad that we serve a prayer answering God? Aren't you glad that we can ring the prayer bells of heaven? Aren't you glad that we can go to him tonight by the way of prayer? Aren't you glad that there is a God that said, call unto me and I will hearken unto you? Amen. Woo! Praise God. I'm glad we can pray. David just stopped and he said, I'm going to call on God. I'm going to inquire of the Lord. Consider the consulting. Notice what David did not do. David did not depend upon his past experiences. David did not depend upon his former victories. David did not depend upon his ability. David did not depend upon his military might. David did not depend on what he could do. But thank God for Psalm 121 when he said, I'll look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Thank God he knew who to call on. Amen. Don't act like you ain't never tried to do it on your own. I got this. I'll handle this. I'll get through this. I'll figure it out. Yeah. Hey, how do you know, Preacher? Because I've been there too. Consider the consulting. David whooped him once, but here the enemy was again. David said, I still need God. Oh, I need to call on God. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm glad for the precious, powerful privilege of prayer. I'm glad the Lord said unto us in Matthew 7:7 and 8, he said, ask.
and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Thank God. I believe every time we're in church, whether it's a Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, or revival service, I believe, listen, there are, this altar ought to be full of men and women that are consulting the Lord, that are calling on God, that are inquiring of him, saying, Lord, I need some help that only comes from you. And thank God, I'm telling you, David, begin to call on God. And just let me ask you a question. If David, the man after God's own heart, the sweet psalmist of Israel, oh, listen, the captain of God's people, if David, our brother, the anointed one, knew he needed God's help, don't you reckon that you and I need his help? If David needed to call on God, reckon you and I need to call on God. What do you do when the enemy shows up again? When you whooped him yesterday, and there he is again today. Brother, when you whoop him today, but you know he's going to show up again tomorrow, what do? You don't depend on your own strength. You don't depend on your own ability. You don't depend on your past experiences. But brother, consider the consulting. We need to call on God. Amen. He began to pray. David began to pray. You still with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Number two. Not only do I want you to consider the consulting, but consider the counsel. Consider the counsel. Notice David began to pray. Notice verse 23 again. And when David inquired of the Lord, here's what the Lord said. Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. David began to call on God. And you know what? Whoop! God had a plan. God had a plan. And I believe you'd agree with me tonight, we need to do it God's way. Hey, how many know we need to do it God's way? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I wonder how many tonight try to do it your own way. How'd that work? Hey, I've tried to do it my way, and I'll just tell you, it don't work. But Brother David knew he needed God's help. And brother, consider the consulting. He began to pray, but now consider the counsel. God begins to speak. God gives David a word. God gives him some instruction. Oh, we need his counsel. I don't need my way. I need God's way. Brother, I don't need my own direction. I need God's direction. Oh, and David began to call on God. David began to look to him for his help. The first time he met the enemy head on. The first time he went out and met him slap dab head on. But this time God said, we're going to do a little different. I don't want you to go out like you did before. But this time, David, I want you to fetch a compass. And that word compass is salbab. In the Hebrew, it just means to revolve, to surround, to go round about. David, this time God said, don't you go head on, but this time you're going to go around. You're going to do it a little different way. You know what God was doing? He was counseling him. He was giving him some counsel. God was giving David a word. I wonder how many tonight's glad that we got a word from God. How many's glad tonight we got some counsel from God? Oh, we've tried to do it our way, but it don't work. But I guarantee you, when you do it God's way, it works every time. I said, when you do it God's way, it works every time. Thank God for his counsel. Thank God for his word. Thank God his way always works. Amen. That's why in Proverbs 12 and 15, the wise man said, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But listen, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. He that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. And then again, in Proverbs 19, listen, 20 and 21, the wise man said, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise. In the latter end, there are many devices in a man's heart. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Woo! Can I just say that again? There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Oh, listen, what do you do when the enemy shows up again? What do you do when he's knocking on your door? What do you do when he comes after you? And he comes after your marriage? And he comes after your children? And he comes after your grandbabies? And he comes after your witness and your testimony? When he comes after your blessing? When he comes after what God has for you? When he comes after your ministry? When he comes after your church? What do you do when the enemy shows up again? Oh, consider the consulting. When David began to call on God, when David began to pray, but now consider the counsel. Oh, listen, David got a word from heaven. David got a word from God. God spoke to David and told him what to do. You know what he did? He just gave him some counsel. Oh, tonight, consider the counsel. Amen. It's good preaching if I am the one doing it, amen. Hey. I pastored for several years. Pastor Tim, on more than one occasion, I stood talking to a family, talking to a couple, talking to an individual. Listen, you could tell I ain't the saltiest fry in the Happy Meal. But I know enough what the Word of God said. One brother said, I don't know it all, but what I do know, I know pretty good. Amen. Yeah. Hey, and give them the word of God. Them listen, turn around. It ain't long you find out they wouldn't heed the counsel. They wouldn't listen to God's word. They wouldn't do it his way. Then they wonder why it don't work out. Wonder why it turns into such a mess. Wonder why they live in defeat and discouragement. Wonder why the enemy's trampled all over them and their family. Because they've refused his counsel. But can I remind you, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Amen. Woo! You still with me? Say amen. Consider the consulting. David inquired of the Lord. Consider the counsel. David got a word from God. Don't do it the way you've done before, David. I want you to do something a little different. This time you go around. You fetch a compass behind them over against the mulberry tree. Hey, God had a plan. He knows what he's doing. Amen. Now, consider number three. Consider the course. Not only the consulting and the counsel, but consider the course. That word course just simply means the direction along which something or someone moves. The direction by which someone or something moves. God counseled him, and now he was giving him a course. He was giving him a direction. He telling him what he needed to do. Notice what the Bible said in verse 24. You there, say amen. Verse 24, he said, and let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then shalt thou, whoop, bestir thyself. For then shalt thou go out before thee to smite the Lord shall go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Listen, he was getting a course. He was getting some direction. You know what God said? Whoop, don't you move till I say move. Don't you go till I say go. He said, you listen to me, David. Hey, here's the course by which you follow when you hear the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Then shalt thou bestir thyself. Do me a favor tonight. Watch me. I'm hard to miss. Do me a favor. Go like this with your feet. Do it. Do it. It'll warm you up anyway. Hey, man, do that. Do it. Some of y'all ain't doing it. I'm going to come sit on your lap in a minute. Now that's better. Keep doing it. You know what that word means? When he said, when you hear the sound of a going, keep doing it, church. Just for a second. Here, keep going. You know what that is? That word going, it is sa'ada in the Hebrew. You know what it means? God said, when you hear the sound of marching. Woo! You know what that word is? When he said, when you hear the sound of a going, that word means march. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees. David, don't you move till I say move. David, don't you go till I say go. But when you hear the sound of the marching, David, that's when you go. That's when you move. That's when you bestir thyself. Oh, thank God. Aren't you glad for Daniel 4 and 35? When he said that he does his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, so that none can stay his hand or say to him, what doest thou? Aren't you glad we serve a God who's still in control? And aren't you glad when the enemy shows up again that you ain't got to face him alone? Aren't you glad when the enemy shows up again you ain't got to face him in your own strength? Aren't you glad when the enemy shows up again? There is a God who will dispatch the army of heaven to go before you, and the captain of your salvation will lead the charge and said, David, you don't go until I go, but when I do, boy, you get in line and follow me. Amen. Amen. When you hear the sound of the marching, when I dispatch the army of heaven and you hear them go out before, David, you just get in line, son, and you go. And you bestir thyself. This word bestir is karats in the Hebrew. It's the only place in the Bible that you'll find this word bestir. And it means to be alert. It means to decide. It means to determine. You know what God was saying to him, preacher? He was telling him, you need to be attentive and determined to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost of God. Don't you go till I say go. Don't you move until I say move. But when you hear the sound of the going, when you hear the army of heaven marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, gird up your loins and get ready, son. You get determined. You settle it. You get in line. We're going to battle, thank God. But oh, notice what he said. He said, when you do, he said, the Lord will go out before you to smite the Philistines. You talk about putting some pep in your step. You talk about helping you. When the Lord said, son, I got this. I'm going to go out before you. I'm going to take care of this. I got it, son. You just trust me. You just follow the course. You take the direction I give. You follow me and everything will be all right. Amen. I'm preaching better than some of y'all's acting. You know what our problem is? We like to get in front of the Lord. We don't want to wait on God. We want to follow our own course. We want to go our own way. We want to do our own. I got this, God. Here. Am I the only one that runs my mouth before the Lord says speak? Am I the only one that steps out when the Lord says sit still? Am I the only one that says I'm tired of waiting, something's got to be done? And the Lord says, wait till you hear the sound of a going. You wait, you follow my course. Am I the only one that every now and then does what's right in my own sight? Listen, I'm talking about consider the course. Consider the direction. You know what? As much as we need his counsel, we need his word. Brother, we need the direction of the Holy Ghost. And I guarantee you the Holy Ghost will never go contrary to this right here. It'll always be parallel. It'll always match up. It'll always fit together. And brother, we need to follow his counsel and we need to follow his course and let the Holy Ghost do the leading and the guiding and the directing. And when we do, friend, I'm telling you, we can face the enemy in the power of God. Amen. Oh, listen, that's why in John 16 and 13, Jesus said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, oh, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Oh, Paul said this in Galatians chapter 5. He said this, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and they are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Listen to me. The flesh don't want to get in line. The flesh don't want to consult him. The flesh don't want his counsel. The flesh don't want to follow his course. But Brother Paul said, listen, you walk in the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit. And thank God when you do, we won't get ahead of him, but he'll lead the way. And brother, we can face the enemy in the power of God. Amen. Listen, God put this on my heart for a reason. And maybe you're quiet tonight because you were listening. I tell folks, I may not be your cup of tea, but I am pouring out of the right pot. Amen. Praise God. What do you do when the enemy shows up again? When he comes knocking. That temptation comes. That old feeling comes, that old memory, that hurt, that individual, that situation. You thought you overcome it. You thought you had a handle on it. You thought you got past it. You thought everything was all right, but here he comes again. Man, I dealt with him last week, and here he is again. Enemy showed up again. Consider the consulting. David began to inquire of the Lord. Oh, God, shall I go out? Consider the counsel. The Lord gives him some direction. Son, you ain't going to do it the way you've done it before. I want you to do it a little different. And consider the course. When the Lord gave him some direction, you don't move till I say move. You follow me. When you hear the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry tree, then you bestir yourself. You get determined, son. You get ready. You be alert, and you already decided in your heart that when I say go, you go, son, and we'll go to battle. Amen. Lastly, can I give you one more? Consider the complying. Look up here, preaching time. Woo! Consider the complying. Notice what verse 25 says. I love it. Verse 25, and David did so. I said, praise God, he must not have been a free will Baptist. And I can say that because I am one. Amen. And David did so. Say that with me. David did so. One more time, church. David did so. You know what? Consider the complying. David did so. He just did what God said. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gezer. Look up in here. David moved by faith and did it God's way. David moved by faith and he did it God's way. How many remember what I said a little bit ago? God's way always works. I said God's way always works. I said God's way always works. Consider the complying. As David stepped out by faith and just did what God said to do. That's why 1 John 5 and 4 of the old apostle said, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What do you do when the enemy shows up again? Consider the consulting, the counsel, the course. Now consider the complying that David did by faith. What God said to do, he stepped out by faith. And the Bible said, this is our victory. This is our victory, even our faith. Brother, when you follow him by faith, you can't go wrong. Amen. And can I remind you, four times in the Word of God. Now listen, I told him the other day, Pastor Tim, when God says something once, that's good. Preacher Cody, one time's good. Listen, have you ever been to Walmart? I know you have. But have you ever been near the toy aisle and you heard some child squalling at the top of their voice? And there's some poor pitiful grandma or some wore out mommy. One, two, three. just whoop them, amen. Listen, and how high will you go? 98? 99? 100? Hey, listen, when God says something once, that's good. But when God says something four times, you better really listen. And can I tell you, four times in the Word of God? Listen, in Habakkuk 2 and 4, Romans 1 and 7, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, the Bible said the just shall live by. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. David, brother, just lived by faith. David stepped out by faith. David trusted God at his word and did just what the Lord said. He stepped out by faith. And when he did, notice what the Bible said, that he smote the Philistines when he stepped out by faith. Hey, can I give you a theological truth? Can I give you a biblical principle? In the Word of God, if you've already heard me say this before, just amen it like you ain't never heard it. In the Word of God, faith is always followed by grace. Listen to me. Listen, we want God's help. A lot of times in an altar call, you hear me say, you want God to move, then you move. Yeah. I mean, we stand there like this. Yeah. Come on. And we got lost loved ones dying and going to hell. We got loved ones' lives tore up because of sin. We got stuff going on in our own life. Come in packing burdens, fighting battles, sailing through storms. We got needs that only God can meet and won't even come to an altar by faith. But can I remind you, according to the Word of God, faith is always followed by grace. Can I give you two scriptures to prove it? When you got saved, that's how it worked. Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are you saved through faith. Faith brought you to grace. By grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The day you stepped out by faith, you met his grace head on and got saved. Amen. But can I tell you, that's still a truth after you get saved? Listen, Romans 5, 1 and 2, Paul said, therefore now being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Let me show this side in case you missed it. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hey, tonight you need some help. You've got a prayer that needs an answer. You've got an enemy standing on your doorstep. You've got him showing up again. Hey, pecking around your house looking for trouble. Hey, man, you got something too big for you. Then let me just encourage you. You step out by faith. You step out by faith. You step out by faith and there'll be grace to help you in your time of need. Amen. He's got the grace, but tonight do you got the faith? David stepped out by faith and he found grace to help him overcome the enemy once again. Can I ask you some quick questions tonight before the singers come? You might as well amen. I'm going to anyway. Number one, tonight I wonder, is there somebody here, you're lost and undone? You need to be saved. Tonight you've heard the gospel preached. You've heard these preachers preach. The Holy Ghost of God has convicted your soul. You know you're lost and undone. You know you need more than what you got. You don't want to die lost and go to a burning, blistering, brimstone hell. You're concerned about your soul. Tonight I'm going to ask you, will you step out by faith tonight and receive grace to save your lost soul? Are you here tonight and maybe you're not where you need to be? Maybe there was a time you were saved and serving God faithfully and fervently, but tonight you're so far from God, the IRS couldn't find you. And you know your heart ain't right with God. Your life ain't right. Nothing's right because your soul's out of whack with God. Your back's set on God. And tonight you need to be restored. You know what? If you'll step out by faith, there's grace to restore you tonight back where you need to be with God. Let me ask you a question tonight. Has the enemy showed up again? Has the enemy showed up again? And tonight you need some victory You need some victory over that enemy. You got a prayer that needs an answer? Do you have a need that only God can meet? Are you fighting a battle? Are you sailing through a storm? Are you packing a burden, walking through a dark valley? Listen to me. Preacher, what do I do? What do I do when that enemy shows up again? Number one, let me remind you, consider the consulting. Tonight we need to pray. Amen. You need to pray. You need to call on God. Tonight there's mommies and daddies, husbands and wives, mamaws and papaws, sons and daughters, saints and sinners that tonight need to consult the Lord. They need to pray. And then not only the consulting, consider the counsel. What does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God say to your heart tonight? And then consider the course. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. He will direct you. He will deal with you. He will draw you. The Holy Ghost of God will move in your life. And the best thing we can do is follow His course. Amen. And then consider the complying. David heard what God said. David understood what God said. And David could have said, nah, Lord, you know what? I'm going to do it the way I've always done it. I'm going to do the way I've always done. No, David said, yes, Lord. I'm going to comply. I'm just going to step out by faith and do it God's way. Tonight I wonder, as the enemy showed up, bow your head across this.